Charlotte Rampling and Tom Courtney star in a new film in which the most telling scenes are about going to the attic, having tea, or walking the dog. There's not even a lot of dialogue. The film is shattering. 45 years gives us Kate and Jeff Mercer, about to celebrate their 45th anniversary, when Jeff opens a letter in their kitchen that tells him the body of an old love has been discovered in the melting ice of a glacier in Switzerland. They were climbing when she slipped and died, long before Kate and Jeff ever met. Kate asks him,
"She hadn't died if you hadn't got to Italy. Would you have married her for real?"
"Well, we didn't get to Italy, did we? And she did die."
"Yeah, but if you had?"
"I thought you didn't like theoretical questions."
"Just answer me."
The body of the old, lost girlfriend discovered in the fissure of a glacier opens a fissure between the long, happy couple, too. Charlotte Rampling, who starred in The Night Porker more than 40 years ago, and Broadchurch now, has already won the Silver Bear for Best Actress at the Berlin Film Festival for 45 years. She joins us from Paris. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
What drew you to this film, Ms. Rampling?
I think the simplicity with which you introduced the telling of the story just now, that this is a couple that just goes quietly about their lives. You know, she's retired, he is too. They seem very content together, companions. They've lived a long time together. And then something so unexpected can change everything. And that's what I think makes it an extraordinary tale, because a button is pushed and then all the other buttons are pushed and you just suddenly do not know where you are. You're in total confusion.
Hmm. What do you think begins to worry Kate?
That her husband's attitude to begin with, that he becomes very remote, very strange. It seems that he's wanting to, you know, go back to that time when he was with the girl, to recreate something of the past with this dead woman. That's the thing that starts to shift things and starts to really make her, you know, wonder what on earth is going on. And then there is the story of the attic.
I don't know how much we can tell, but the story...
No, we can't tell anymore.
We can't. Okay, the story of the attic.
Yeah.
I would like to mention the film is written and directed by Andrew Hay. You and Tom Courtney seem to finish each other's sentences. Was it that kind of working relationship?
Yeah, and that's actually what does happen. And I think Andrew, he's a young man of 42, but he's very wise. He's obviously much older than his years and understands relationships very, very beautifully. And that's what does happen, you know, when you've lived so long together. So we're not going to be sort of making correct sentences and sort of being, you know, being really polite with each other in a way that maybe a script could do it. But this is about just like you've been rubbing against us, each other, all those years. So there's a familiarity which is wonderfully comfortable. And that's why it becomes more and more distressing that, you know, something awful could happen, that this could stop and that... it might have to, yeah, change for a while.
I wonder if you could tell me the story. I've read over the years you were discovered in the secretarial pool at the age of 17.
You like that story, do you?
I've never heard it. That's all I know about it, the phrase.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that was true. It was true, yes. I mean, I had to earn my living, so my father sent me to a secretarial school. I then got a job. It was a temporary job in an advertising agency, and I was spotted on the executive floors. One of the guys came down and said, "Would I be photographed for a Cadbury advertisement?" Cadbury is, you know, the milk bars, the chocolate.
Have you seen that picture in recent
years?
Yes,
I have. I've got it. I've got it stuck in an album.
Well, I because there's a... At one point in the film, Jeff says, he looks at one of his old photos and says, it doesn't even feel that it was me who was there. I wonder how you feel about when you take a look at pictures of you at earlier stages when you were photographed.
Well, funnily enough, no, I don't have that feeling. I really feel that I was there. I don't remember lots of things, but that I can remember. And photographs actually are very helpful, and films too, because they really remind you of where you were, what you were doing, how you were doing it. And so not only do you remember the sort of the anecdote and the details, but you also remember what you were feeling. So I certainly remember what I was feeling when I got that. I was so proud, because, I mean, I was only 17 and I just got my first job, and this could mean big stuff.
Well, and it did, as it turns out.
And it did, yeah.
You made a number of signature films in the late 60s and 70s. Lucino Visconti's The Damned, The Night Porter, a film which I've always wanted to see, Max Mon Amour, Woman Who Falls for a Chimpanzee, right?
Yeah.
I have read interviews over the years in which you said those were not necessarily happy times for you.
No, I had a troubled inner life, that's for sure, for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it's been the second part of my life which has been much better. But the first part of my life, I was often in difficulties. Yeah.
Can I ask why or what?
I don't know, really. It's just, I think that's it's the nature of the beast. It's what we've lived, what we haven't lived, how we come to terms with, I guess, just, you know, who we are. It's a, you know, it's a psychological sort of minefield, isn't it, life? And some of us have greater difficulties fathoming it out and getting through and feeling okay.
Actors, of course, are called upon to be so many different kinds of people.
Yes, but that actually was, I loved that. That really helped. That really, I enjoyed the fact that I could, you know, I could leave myself and go and be someone else and be protected by a whole unit of people who were looking after me and, you know, making sure that everything was all right for the character, even though Charlotte might have been sort of on the back burner.
Yeah. How is acting different for you now than it was, say, in your 20s?
My life's experience now is richer. It's more rewarding. I've lived through many different things and come out of through many different things. So I've actually got, you know, a basket of things that I can go into. But it's still very much the same. I still am as instinctive and as jumping off in the deep end all the time. I sort of love that.
And at this point in your life, what do you think acting can give to people?
Well, I think then the reactions of people having seen now 45 years, they've been very affected by this film. Yeah. Now, when somebody is affected by something, it means you have touched, it means you have actually shared something profoundly and deeply with another human being. And that's really all I want to do, because that's the thing that's most important, and it's the most difficult thing to do, is to get that across. Is to get that sort of shared combustion in a moment when they are just sitting in a cinema watching what you are able to give them and getting it.
Charlotte Rampling, she stars with Tom Courtney in the film 45 Years. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.